Okay, today's daf is daf Tesvav. We begin a new parak with the special word from Sabatash. Seder Ta'aniot Ketzer. And we're going to see the Gemara actually understands this to mean not the Seder of all the Ta'aniot, but rather the Seder of the last Sheva Ta'aniot. Motzina Tategalar Chovashelir. As we said earlier, in this parak we're going to be discussing the greater Chumras, one of the things we left out of the earlier Mishnayos that we wanted to use as a Raya, the Tana Mashiach earlier, is that we remove the teva in which the Sifrei Torah are kept. We bring it out to the middle of the square of the city. I'm not going to explain why we do this. Since the word Efer in Hebrew can mean either Efer or Ofer, dirt or ash, we want to say specifically ash, we say Efer Makleah, meaning Efer that comes from burning something. So burn ash, as we would say in English, Agabeha Teva. We put it on top of the Aron Kodesh. After all, the Gemara explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shekhinah is with us in our Tzara. That's the Lo, the Lamed Vav. Imochem, the Bitzara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. So we show as if Kaveh Yachol, there's Efer, even Avelus on the Teva itself. And we also put ash on the head, Barosh HaNasi, Barosh Av Medin, and then that's done by somebody else, just as we put it on. And then the Kolachad V'Yachad Notein Barosho. Each individual then puts on his own head ashes. The Gemara is going to explain, so why can't the Nasi and the Aves, then why can't they themselves put ashes on this? The Gemara is going to explain. And then we have somebody there that we appoint, who is Hazakein Shebehem. Hazakein has to be a Chacham. That simply doesn't mean simply old, to see the Gemara. And he is the one that will say Divrei Kibushim, things that will make people respond, will crush their hearts, will make them respond with tshuva, and keep speaking until they're in the tshuva. So the Zakein Shebehem stands up, and the Omer Lefdem Divrei Kibushin, Achenu, Lo Nemar Banshin in Veva Yar Lohim Etzakam Vetanitam. He begins his drosha by pointing out that in Inve it doesn't say anything about the value of the fast per se, or dressing up in sackcloth. Elavayar Lohim Et Maasehem Kishavu Midar Kamara'a. That's all that counts. And don't get caught up over here in the service and the form and the ritual of a Tanit. The only important thing over here is to be shy. We find indeed that the Divrei Novi is always called Kabbalah. The Divrei Novi stresses, don't tear your clothing. The important thing is to tear open your hearts and to be able to respond. So why do we call it Kabbalah? We started talking about Yonah before. We could have said the Divrei Kabbalah there. They're interesting. Rashi is fires that there's an Akinina between somewhere where the Novi is simply telling over what happened. In Yonah, it's telling over what happened. Whereas when we refer to Divrei Kabbalah, we're referring to things which the Navi is being mitzvah. So that means we're mekablet, so to speak, through the Neviyut as a mitzvah. So where Yoel is speaking as Lashet Tzivui, Kirul Avavchem, where he's not telling you something, he's not commanding you something. But then we call it already, we just refer to it as the Mikra Kodesh, as the Mikra. Then, after that, we now go to Dav. We said that's after the first half of the day. Omdu B'tfilah. At that point, we want to have somebody who's not only a zaken, but he's also very skilled in the dealers. A lot of extra brokers in those days didn't have a seder. You have to know it well. So he was ragil in the seder hatvila. V'yeshlo banim, somebody who's got heavy investment in the world. He's worried about kids he has to take care of. Ubeitore kam means either that he doesn't have any money, so he's going to daven well, or break up from Averis, we'll see the Gemara. Kidei she'eli bo shalem b'tvila. We want him to pray with all of his heart, and not be there as the doctor who's telling you, this is really not all that painful. You want to hear it from a doctor that's actually gone through it himself. He says in front of them 24 brachot. What are these six additional brachot that are added between Goel and Rofei? Elohei Zichronot. First is the whole Seder of Zichronot from Rosh Hashanah. Although we'll see what the Chatima is. Obviously, it's that Shomea Kol, but we have a special bracha there. We're not going to be talking about the Chatima until afterwards. First, let's talk about what the brachas are. So the first of the sixth of the Zichronot, second of the sixth of the Shofarot, the third of the sixth begins with El Hashem B'tzarata Li Karati Vayaneni, and then goes on to say the entire Tehillah. So it goes, basically we want to have, it doesn't tell us yet a bracha, but we want to know what Tefillah is. And then we have Esfai Nayel Harim, course, the whole Mizmor. Then we have the Mima Makim Karaticha Hashem, the whole Mizmor. Tvila La Anikiyato of the whole Mizmor. And we'll see what the Chatimot are. And these are the six. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Lo Hayat Tzarich Lomar Zikronot V'Shofarot. The Zikronot V'Shofarot have no place here. El Omer Tachtehem. Instead, the first two brachot are as follows. We quote Shlomo HaMelech's Tvila. Use that as the text of the bracha. Ra'av Kiev Aret. Dever Kiev. And the second is Asher Hayad Var Hashem El Yirmiyo Al Divrei Abatzarot. And then, now this goes back to the flow of the Mishnah. And then you say the Chatimot. And we haven't told you what the Chatimot are. They are as follows: Al Harishonah. Now this is a little bit curious because the Rishonah does not mean the first and the sixth, which is weird. Because the truth is, once we start saying Goel Yisrael, which is Rei Hashem Bonienu, and so on, obviously that's where we begin the Arichut Hatila. So the bracha of Goel Yisrael, even though we keep that bracha, and therefore it's not called one of the six, nonetheless, we make some additions over there, and we say a Chatima on Goel Yisrael as well. So we say, Misha Anad Avraham Bahar HaMuriyah, Hu Ya'aneh Etchem Vishma B'kol Tzaakatchem Hayom Hazeh, Baruch Ata Hashem Goel Yisrael. So even though the Chatima is the same, therefore it's not called an additional bracha, but we make a fuss over the Chatima. And the Maaser Ramban brings that the tefillah of Avram, the Har HaMoriah, was basically from Yerushalmi, it seems clear that the tefillah was that the Akedah should be Eimed, the Schus Yisrael, or Dore Dores, and that therefore when there is a Tzara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should remember the Akedah for Skutan. Because of that, the Ramban says there's a minhag to be Marich in the Baruch of Goel Yisrael, to say over also Psukim from the Akedah Yitzchak. And that has become a minhag. There are, however, a lot of other approaches as to what exactly Misha Nat Avram Bahar HaMoriah, we're not very clear what it was that Avram prayed for on Har HaMoriah. Did he pray that he wouldn't have to do the Akedah? I mean, we don't see that anywhere. Although there is a Yerushalmi that says, well, if you're going to say Misha and Avraham, you should say Baruch Atah Hashem Goel Yitzchak, not Goel Yisrael. It's an interesting question. It's just much, but there was some concern for Yitzchak. So that, and Yerushalmi answers with that approach that ain't no tsunami. But Yitzchak is Yisrael. That's the Brit Yakim. Yitzchak, it wouldn't be Yitzchak, it would never have been Yisrael, and that was the whole schus. Right, so there's a number of different approaches. Some say that it was interesting the Kanati that says that the Akedah happened on Yom HaKippurim, which goes against all of the Midrashim that it was a Rosh Hashanah, and that the tefillah of Avram Avinu was that this day should be Omed as a Kapora, and therefore we're masked here in Goel Yisrael. But these are all interesting issues, but the important thing is that we understand that the schus of Aniyah, the tefillah, the Chol HaDorot, is obviously Mekusha to the Mokam HaTfila, which is on Har HaMoriah. The Mekor of Har HaMoriah and its connection to Yisroel was, of course, Avram Avinu's presence on Har HaMoriah at the Akedah. And we understand that at that point, the Maaseh Avot Siman Avanim, that all of the elements of Tfila Ledoros were Kavu at that moment. And so we begin the Brachot, or we're Makdim, I should say, when we begin, but we introduce the Brachot and the Ta'anit with the idea of Avram Avinu on Har HaMoriah, Goel Yisroel, especially the way that Reb Yehuda is learning. The actual bracha is the tefillah of Shlomo at the time of the actual chinuch of the Beit HaMikdash. So it really fits in. I mean, that's what he's saying. Shlomo is masker through this place, through this house, all of the tefillah should come. So it makes sense that we go back to the origins of Har HaMoriah, the first time that we find Vayar Tamakom Mirachok, and Kadosh Baruch Hu's Avtachot to that one. Al Hashniyah, now Al Hashniyah really means on the first. It was on the first edition. So on the first edition, Hu Omer, now according to our Girsa, Al Hashniyah is the Zichronos that we would say on Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, we want to talk about in the Chatima of the Bracha the concept of Zechira. And so what we say there is Mishanat Avotenu Al Yamsuf Hu Yanechem Vishma Kol Tzaakatchem Hayom Hazeh Baruch Ata Hashem Zocher Hanishkachot. Why do we say that? Because basically, in Mitzrayim, there was a sense of having been forgotten. It was the feeling of Yi'ush that came from the Gula, Nitya Shum and Agula, the Medrash says, and on the Yamsuf, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, reasserted his commitment to Yisrael, the gratuitous love there that drowned Mitzrayim. And therefore, that's the point at which we was waiting to hear they were tafsu umnut avotehem biyadehem. They recognized that Tzachar would be Nana. And so we mentioned then Yitziyat Mitzrayim, basically, because that was the first sign that things are never forgotten. That's the Pakot Yivkot, of one Lashon HaPikidot, is a remembrance of it. So Baruch Atah Hashem, Zocher HaMishpachot. No, those things which have been forgotten. Al HaShlishit, which is Shofarot in our Nusach. So HaShlishit HaOmer Misha'ana et Yehoshua Bagilgal, because of course, what was Yehoshua? That was the time when Klal Yisrael was Bagilgal, when they were conquering Yericho, and they were using actual Shofarot. So it's a perfect Chatima for the Baruch of Shofarot. Hu Ya'aneh Etchem V'yishma B'kol Tz'akatchem Hayom Hazeh Baruch Atah Hashem Shomea Teruah. So this fits right in with the Baruch of Shofarot. Al Revi'itu Omer Mi Sha'ana Et Shmuel B'mitzvah Hu Ya'aneh Etchem V'yishma B'kol Tz'akatchem. So we mention over here Shmuel, because that was the Baruch that Shmuel had on Klal Yisrael when things were, HaKadosh Baruch was very angry at them. And he says, for the Bakashas HaMalchus, and he says, that I shouldn't be misfollowed for you, and so on. So therefore, we mentioned by with El Hashem B'tzarat Ali Karati V'ya'aneni, that it says right over there that HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered it. And so there, we mentioned, Shmi'a Kol Tza'atchem, B'tza'akatchem, Baruch Atah Hashem, Shomea Tza'aka. Al HaChamishit, we're talking about over there, the Horim. So it makes sense to mention something that had to do with the Har. What happened al harim? So what we say over there is mishanat eliyo bahar hakarmel. Hu yanetchem vishma b'kol tzakatchem ayom hazeh baruch atah Hashem shomea tefilah. Al hashishit, where we're talking about mima'amakim. It makes sense to go all the way down to the depths, talk about Yonah. Right, because it's four different Khatima. Interesting. Al Hashishit Omer Mishana et Yonah Mimei Adaga Uyanetchem Vishma V'Kol Tzakatchem Hayom Hazeh Baruch Ata Hashem Ha'oneh Be'et Tzara. Al Hashviit Omer. So the last tefillah, and the last bracha, which is the tefillah La'aniki Atof, a general edition, we know that it was both David and Shlomo were misfollowed for Klal Yisrael as a whole. So David HaMelech was talking about before Eretz Yisrael as a whole. It was a Ra'ov Ba'aretz, so he was misfollowed. Shlomo was the whole tefillah was for the time that he was bringing the Aron into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The whole tefillah that he spoke about was any tzara that will come to Eretz. It was all in terms of the Eretz. So there we say Misha. David Shlomo Beno Yerushalayim, Hu Ya'aneh Etchem Vishma B'Kol Tzakatchem Hayom Hazeh Baruch Ata Hashem Amrachem Al Haaretz, because the special rachamim on Eretz Yisrael was muskar specifically in those two tefillot. Very interesting. You'll notice the pattern over here that every single one of the brachas is a moed brach. Remarkable. Each one stresses Hayom Hazeh. As far as we're concerned, without having seen this whole remarkable mesechet with a stress on its placement in moed, we would have thought that Ta'anit is really a din in simple responsiveness to events. There's nothing to do with Moed. Okay, you have it, sorry, you're diving for it. It's clearly a Masechet Brachot issue. It's something that belongs in Hilchot Tefillah, and it doesn't deserve its own specific area in Moed. We see again and again this remarkable stress that there's specific days that were Meyachet for Taniot and the Halach of Sheni v'Chamishi Sheni, and that when there is a Tanit, we look at it as the day of the Tanit. Hayom Hazeh, the Broch is Kavua in terms of Yom Hazeh, and it's absolutely a din in the specific moed of the Tanit. It's not just a question of God should respond to your tzora. So God should listen today. Maaseh, Bimei, there was a story we had, of course, we spoke about this earlier. Bimei Rabbi Chalafta and Rabbi Chanina ben Tradian. Of course, Rabbi Chalafta, Barnea will tell you about his neighborhood. This is the father of Rabbi Yossi, who lived in... You're not speaking loud enough. But we know where his son lived. Acharei Rabbi Yossi Litzipori. And Rabbi Hananya ben Tradian. Now, the Barnea will tell us about Rabbi Hananya ben Tradian too, I hope. Sichni! Acharei Rabbi Hananya ben Tradian the Sichni. Tell us more. We won't put you on the side anymore. Happy to.
We're happy that you're here. Now, what happened over here is that somebody was the Shliach Tzibur, the Gomarta Bracha Kula. Now, he started, he finished his first Brach, which was the Goel Yisrael Brach, which was not part of the six, remember. Nobody said Amen as if it were the Azor of the Beit HaMikdash. He didn't answer Amen. They said Baruch Shem Kvod Malchut Olam. But that's exactly what they did here. And then they announced, Tiku HaKohanim Tiku. Take out that Vav. And then they said, the Shliach Tzibur went ahead and said, Mishadat Avraham Avinu Baharo Moriah Hu Yanet Chavishba Bekotza Akatchem Ayom Azeh. And then they blew, according to Moshe Rishon. In other words, that there was a get ready for Tkia, and the Tkia and the Trua came at the time of the Seam of the Brocha of the Shatz. And then they did the first of the six Brochot. Mishadat Avraham Avinu Baharo Moriah Hu Yanet Chavishba Bekotza Akatchem Ayom Azeh. Ariu B'nei Aaron Ariu. And then he would do the Zocher HaNishkachot, and then they would do the same. Mishana davotenu ayam suf yanetchem vishma bekotzar katchem ayom azeh, and so on and so forth. So they never answered Amen. They always said Baruch Shem Kvod Malchut Olam Va'ed. They had the announcement of the alternating announcement of Tkiyah Trua. Obviously, the kolot were the same anyway. It was three kolot. Notice I got to mention. It says over here Tahuv Riu v'Tahu on the first floor, Goel Yisrael, which must have meant that there were 21 tikkias, not 18. Because besides the six brachas, there's also the Goel Yisrael. Like the Groz Girsa earlier is not Yud. This is ridiculous. That's not what you're supposed to do now after the Churban. That was what we do Bishar Mizrach Barabayit. Remember we had earlier that it was a machlokas whether this is two different places. Is it the Shar Mizrach of the Azora and the Shar of the Harabayit? Or is it the Shar Mizrach of the Harabayit facing the Azora? Different Lashor. Some actually have a girsa in the Mishnah Sha'arei Mizrach, in which case there were clearly two mikaymes, some of the Rishonim had. One at the Knesset of the Harabayit, one at the Knesset of the Azora, where they had the Asifa for Tila, and that's the way that we would do it, but this is not. You're not meant to say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuto where it's not in the Azora, or at least in the Harabayit, and you're not meant to have this Tkiya with Shofar and Chatzotrot, with the Shivati Kohani. Before it mentioned that they actually had both, you know, the Shofar and the Chatzotrot on either side, which is what we do in the Harabayit, and they were doing it here in Shul. And that was inappropriate. They said they were mavatalists. So this is not the way that it's done in Shul. What exactly isn't done? Now that's really a big machlokas. Is it just the part about the Baruch Shem Kvod Malchut Olam Va'ed, or the having shofarot and chatzotzrot, or is it the announcement of Tikkun B'nei Aaron, specifically Kohanim, or is it the whole deal? Some say it's the whole deal, meaning that there's no din of tkia bichlal, not on shofar, not on chatzotzrot, outside of Sha'arei Mizrach. So that would account for why it is that many parts of Klal Yisrael don't have to get a shofar. However, the Psak is not like that. Because there is really a Tkiya Shofar. We saw that there was a machlokas. We showed him a three-way machlokas, actually. Whether it's Dafka Tkiya Shofar, whether it's Dafka outside of Beis HaMikdash Bechatzotzrot, or it's basically up to you, whatever is convenient. The shofar. But there's a lot of discussion. Why is it that the Zman HaZeh indeed, then we aren't makpid, at least the Ashkenazim aren't makpid in this. So the Sholesh says that the Mishnah, these are actually separate Mishnayas we've thrown together here, so they won't put the entire parak in one Mishnah. Sholosh ta'aniyot ha-rishonot, anshei mishmar mita'anim v'lo mashlimim, v'anshei beitav lo ayu mita'anim klal. Now we know that every week there was another Mishmar that was split up all the way back by Dovan HaMelech Shmuel. They set up Mishmarot, that there were 24 Mishmarot. Each one of those Mishmarot were split into Batei Av. So my focus, whether the Batei Av were 60, and that they were all get together on Shabbat, or whether the Mishmar was split into 7 Batei Av. But in any event, there's clearly a difference between the Beit Av that does the work on that day and the Mishmar as a whole. Now, the fact is that if there would be too much Avoda for the Beit Av to handle, then the rest of the Mishmar was responsible to take up the slack, obviously. Because of that, they were still considered to be on duty, but it was sort of backup duty. And this accounts for the Nafkamina in the Halacha. So the first Taniyot, which are not so Chomor, the people that were just backups, they were Anshei Mishmar, they would fast, except they wouldn't fast the entire day in case they were called upon towards the end of the day. We couldn't afford to have them all weekend from the Taniyot. So they weren't Mashlim. We used this as a kasha earlier, if you recall, on Tanit Sha'ot, on the Shid Rav Chisda, who said that it's useless if the sun doesn't set on the Tanit, so what's the point of being Misana and not being Mashlim? It's a waste of time. So we said, it's just a function of the Ishtatfut in the way Klal Yisrael was acting. It wasn't real time. Anshei Beit Av were actually on duty. Lo ayu mitanim klal. Klal, they the Klal were not involved in the Talmud. The Shalosh Shniyot, which are already more Chamur, so there the Anshei Mishmar were not on duty, Vadai. So they were Mitanim, and they were Mashlim, they completed the whole Talmud. The Anshei Beitav were on active duty, and who couldn't be allowed to get too tired, so they were Mitanim, but Lo Mashlimim. The last seven, which are very Chamur, the Sheva Achronot, Elu Ve'elu Mitanim Umit Mashlimim, Divrei Rabbi Yoshua. So Rabbi Yoshua has an actual fest even for the Batei Av, if it were the last seven Taniyot. No. We never can allow that. Shalosh Taniyot HaRishonot Elu Ve'elu Lo Hayu Mitanim Klal. Take it all down one notch. The first three Taniyot were not Chomer enough that we should even have our backup group. The Mishmas all didn't fast. The second three, which were more Chomer, we're talking about the second three, of course, of the Tzibur. We're not referring to, we're ignoring the three of Yechidim here. So the Shalosh Shnia is Anshei Mishmar Mita'anin V'lo Mashlimim Anshei Beitav Lo Hayu Mitanim Klal. Over there is where we start kicking in a little bit, that the Anshei Mishmar, they fasted, but not the whole day, whereas the Anshei Beitav Beklal weren't affected. The Shevach Ronot, they're the backup crew, and the Anshei Mishmar indeed would be Mitanin U'Mashlimim. The Anshei Beitav, we would allow them to fast part of the day, but Lo Mashlimim. Now, the Anshei Mishmar, because of this, the Mishmar that's not on active duty, and generally speaking, at night, there isn't that much to do. At night, basically, you're involved either in the Evorim that we're breaking, you always have to be active for that. If there was stuff left over from the day, you didn't get a chance to be Malas, so Evorim, you burn all night long, but certainly, most of the work has been done. So we don't assume that we're going to need a backup group at night. Therefore, anybody who's not on active duty is Mutar and Mishtot Yain Belelot. They can drink wine at night, because they're not going to be cold. Avalovi Amin. The whole point is to be available for the Avedas. So you're not allowed to have wine. If you go into the Beis HaMikdash having drunk wine, Zachiyah Mitzvah Shemai, or the Anshei Beitav, they can never drink wine on duty, of course. Yilo bayom v'lo b'layla. Anshei Mishmar, the Anshei Ma'amad. We'll see later on that there were also Mishmarot of Bnei Yisrael, which are called the Ma'amadot, as in Rechov Ma'amadot Yisrael.
I was wondering what that meant.
So the Yisrael that were Emet b'Mishmarot on the Korbanos, because they should represent the Tzibur that is now being the object of the Kapar of the Korbanos, the Ritzi of the Korbanos. So they are all asurim mil saper mil chabez. They are not allowed during the time that they're on duty to take haircuts or to wash their clothing. That's all we would need. Everybody would put off their haircut till they're off. I'm going to be in the Beit HaMikdash anyway, wasting my time. I might as well get my haircut in. So we want them to come in all fancied up and have their clothes all clean and so on, and not to wait till they get into Yerushalayim. But for Shabbos, we allow them even on their mishmar, because I mean that's where most people have time on a Thursday to get prepared. We don't force it on Erev Shabbos Mamish. So Thursday is basically viewed as the day of Hachana for Shabbos. And Kol HaKatuv Megillat Ta'anit Delo LeMisvah. This again is a separate mission, really, but since it involves the question of what things we do when there is an Isser, we included here as all one Shnit. So there were two different sets of Yomim Tovim and Megillat Ta'anit. Some of them were Osir in Ta'anit alone, and some of them were Osir even on Hesed. Not only couldn't you be Mitane, but you weren't even allowed to give a hesped on those days. So those days that are osir, that it says in them, they're very chomer. Lefanav acharav, lefanav asur, lacharav mutar. So the day before is also osir, the day afterwards is mutar. Whereas Rabbi Yossi Omer, lefanav ula acharav asur. If it only said, quote, dololihita ana, unquote, so then according to the Tanakhama, lefanav ula acharav mutar, it's not as chomer, it's only osir in Tanin. Then the day before and after is mutar. According to Yossi, the day before is aser la'acharav mutar. In gozrim ta'anit ala tzibur b'tchila, again a separate mishnah, which we've seen earlier. We don't make a ta'anit to start on chamish. Shelo la'havkia ha'shari, because we don't want the prices to go up. Since everybody's going to be buying not only for Shabbos, which is normal, but also because of the special breakfast that's going to come after the ta'anit. So we're afraid that there's going to be basically a run on food. That is either because we mentioned earlier, according to Rashi, people will make the mistake of thinking there's actually a run on food. The shopkeepers don't know about Tanit yet. If we just started it on a Thursday, if it's the second Thursday, they've already become aware of it. But here they may think that these people must know something we don't know. Why all of a sudden is there a run on the food? They start putting up their prices. Others say very partial, that the suppliers are not aware that there's going to be a Tanit. And therefore, if they supply you only for normal Shabbat and I mean, of course, in those days without refrigeration and storage possibilities, they supplied the way they finally do today again, in which you have instant, you order precisely what you need, and you deliver precisely what's necessary. But since over a year there wasn't advance notice to suppliers, the stores are going to have only enough for Shabbat. People start buying, then obviously there's supply and demand issues, in which case that's not a question of somebody raising the prices. The market will define higher prices, so we can't afford that. And then, of course, you have the very contemporary pshat, is since everybody will be shopping while they're hungry, the prices are going to go up. They're going to throw more into their supermarket basket. So we don't want to be mafkir the sharm. If we have advance notice, then there's no problem. Now, what about the second group? The Shalosh Taniyos HaRishon is when it's Shedim Chamishi Shem. But the second group, where we already know, there's been, who doesn't know that there's a problem at this point, the Taniyot? So there we don't care already. And then we can do the Shalosh Taniyot. We can start on a Chamishi. We have Sheni Chamishi Sheni, no rain, Chamishi Sheni, Chamishi Sheni, and so on for the Achronos. Rabbi Yossi says, no. Kishim Shina Rishonot B'Chamishi Kach Lo Shniyot V'Lo Achronot. We never start a series of Taniyot on a Thursday. If it's a new series, it gets a new Monday. Ein gozrin ta'anit al ha-tzibur b'roshei chodashim b'chanukah b'purim. So we certainly will not make a ta'anit specifically on Rosh Chodesh Chanukah b'purim. But if there was a tzorah and we decided to begin fasting and we were going to fast no matter what it takes until God answers our prayers, and then it comes out that indeed it turns out to be one of these days, in other words, the Thursday or the Monday turns out to be a Rosh Chodesh, it comes out on Purim or whatever, so then imitchil. If you started the series, you're not mafsik the series because one of these days falls out. Look, it's true that he said we don't stop, but he doesn't really mean that you're going to fast on Purim. Is moda she'ein mashlimim. Certainly you don't complete the fast. He means that you fast part of the day. Of course, in our calendar that can happen, but when you remember Karshapiriya without a calendar that was kavua, tishabav could come out an Erev Shabbos. In order to avoid the sudden change from an Erev Shabbos that was in pain to a sudden food and massive seudas on Shabbos, so we didn't like to have fasts on an Erev Shabbos. And so here too, even though it comes out on Erev Shabbos, we're mashlim, we don't paskin like this. In fact, we are mashlim, and we still have the possibility of such a thing coming out. Exactly. It can happen, even with calendars on the Shabbos. We could have an Azar later. But then we would fast. Seder Taniyot Ketzah. You said in the Mishnah that the way that we handle a ta'anid is motzi netativa. What do you mean, the Seder Taniyot? If you look at Kamaita, are you saying that even the first group of three we do this on? Raminu shalosh taniyot rishonot ushniyot nichnasim lebeit hakneset umitpalim k'derash palim kolashana kula. This is beferush in the Braita, not like this. This is beferush in the Braita. That the first group of three and the second group of three, we go into the Beit HaKneset and we pray the way we pray all year round, not with the Aron HaKodesh outside. It's only b'sheva achronot, but seeing at ha-teva l'rechova shal ir v'notim eifra agaba yativa v'rosh anasi v'rosh beitav and then kol achad v'yachad notem notem v'rosho and so on. So what is it referring to? Oviyah, let's finish. And Rabbi Natan Omer, eifer makle hein mevin. In any event, what do we do with our Mishnah? Omer of Papa. It's a Seder Taniyot Ketzer. It means the Seder of those very powerful Omer Taniyot, which is go for broke, seven Taniyot, one after the other. How is the Seder there? And then we end up with it. So that it comes out that the whole discussion we had earlier about things ain't vain between the Shalosh and the Sheva, with this bright, that seems clear that these things weren't spoken about earlier because we didn't get to it yet. But once we get to Seder Taniyot, we now recognize that there are indeed significant differences between the first three and the last seven. And then we put it on the Rosh Hanasi. Then it says, Kol Echad V'Echad, Notov Noten Barosha. And that's the order. Does that make sense? Any, V'atani Rebbe Yomer, B'gdulam Matchilin Men HaGadol, U'B'Klalam Matchilin Men HaKatan. The Seder is wrong here. Because Rebbe says that the Klal is, when you're doing something to show the Chashivas of the person, you start with the most Chashiva person, but where you're doing something which is a Klala, such as over here, you're putting ashes on his head, I mean, it certainly doesn't seem to be Gedula. So B'Klalam Matchilin Men HaKatan. Where do we see that? B'gdulam Matchilin Men HaGadol, Shemar V'Yomer Moshe El Aaron, Ula El Az
Chazar Li Tamar, even though, of course, that was talking about Rosh Hashanah, the whole story after the death of Nadav Avihu, but it was the Tzivoy of Hashem, which is a Gedula, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to you, so Moshe says it first Aaron. Whereas, B'Klala Matchilinu Nakatan, the Yom Amar B'Tchila Nitkalel Nachash, V'Chakach Nitkalela Chava, V'Chakach Nitkalel Adam. So you see that you go in order of the lesser. It says the Gemara Chashivut of the Dilu. This, you're right that it is an act of Busha and so on. But nonetheless, the fact that we put that Afer on his head is a sign of Chashivut. The Amelu, because basically what they're telling them by doing this is, Haton Chashivitu, Nibboyalon Rachamei Akuli Alma, that you, beyond anyone else here, are Chashiv in our eyes to be the one that we single out to be Mevakish Rachamei for us. And therefore, even though the way in which we do that singling out is B'derech Lola, but it certainly is in and of itself a sign of Gedula. Now, then it says that what Kolech of Yechad is not of not in Barosho, and so on. So, why is it that first we have Kol Echad V'Echad is Barosh Nasi Av, who Barosh Beit Dinani Nishklu Inu V'Nin Chorosha? I mean, if everybody could put on their own head, why can't they be part of the everybody? Let the Rosh Beis Din and let the Nasi also put it on their own head, like everybody else is doing. They're not good enough to put the Efer on their own head. Why only Kol Echad V'Echad? So, Maishanah the Shakal Inu Shachrinu Manachu, why should everybody else do it for them? I don't understand. The Seder, okay, I accept the Seder, but I don't see why we have the reversal of how it's done. That doesn't make so much sense to me. It says the Gemara, Amar Ba'aba the Minkisari, En Adom Mitbayesh Mi'atzmon, Mitbayesh Mi'achiri. It's very simple. There's a greater sense of breaking one's heart when other people are treating you, and they say, but mainly you put on your own ashes. I mean, you know, lots of people like to show off with the ashes. You know, somebody else does it to you, so you're not defining the way the ash is going on. They're defining it. There's no dimyan b'chol. And these people, we need that they should be in a matzav of nechitut. We need them to be mitvayesh, to be mitvalel.
This is true that by kriya, that by kriya, when you do kriya, someone else do the kriya on you, because more of them, and that's okay. Or somebody that's not doing the kriya yourself, the rest of you have more
design. Yeah. Hecha monachu, where exactly are these ashes? Omar, Rabbi Yitzchak, b'makom tefillin. They're put in a place where the tefillin are. Because it says in the Pasuk, l'sum la'avelei tzion, l'tet lehem pe'er, tachat eifer. So we see that the glory, tefillin are called pe'er. The glory of the tefillin takes the place of the eifer of the korban. In which case, that means that the contrast between the chashivut of the person, which is the tefillin, v'yiruk alami oretz, shem Hashem lochecha, nikra alecha, and the sense of the brokenness of destruction and korban, is in the same place. It says beferish. Pe'er tachat eifer. So where you're putting on eifer, tachat pe'er, so to speak, it goes in the same place that the pe'er would have been.
So one of the differences that you take out.
Seder taniot kitzad mo'tzin et makle agabe ativa brosh el asiyo brosh av beitin v'chol echad v'echad notin brosho. Hazaken shebeam omer lefnim divrek chivushim. Achenu, lo ne'amar b'anshenin ve'vayar lohim et zakam v'etanitam. El vayar lohim et ma'aseyem kishavu midarkam ra'ah. ובקבלה אומר וקירו לבבכם ואבגדיכם עמדו בתהילה מורידו לפני התיבה זקן ורגיל ויש לו בנים וביתו ריקם כדי שיהיה ליבו שלם בתפילה ואומר לפני 24 ברכות 18 שבכל יום ומוסיף עליהם besides יותחת שבכל יום מוסיף עליהם עוד 6 ואלוהים זיכרונות שופרות אל השם בצרת אני קראתי ויענני עשו עיניי אל ההרים ממעמקים קראתיך השם תפילה לעני כי יעטוב רבי יהודה אומר לא היה צריך לומר זיכרונות ושופרות אלא אומר תחתיהם רוב כי יהיה בארץ דבר כי יהיה and for שופרות אשר היה דבר השם ירמיהו דברי הבצרות ויאמר חותמיהם which goes from the beginning of Goel Yisrael which is the Rishona in this case מי שנה דברם בר המוריה הוא יענה אתכם וישמע בקול צעקתכם היום הזה ברוך אתה השם גואל ישראל on the זיכרונות על השני אומר מי שנה את אברהם את אבותינו על ים סוף הוא יענה אתכם וישמע בקול צעקתכם היום הזה ברוך אתה השם זוכר הנשכחות על השלישית which is the שופרות הוא אומר מי שנה את יהושע בגילגל הוא יענה אתכם וישמע בקול צעקתכם היום הזה ברוך אתה השם שומע תרועה על הרביעית הוא אומר מי שנה את שמואל במצפה That's the Tzara, Hashem Tzaratali. Hu yaneh etchem, ha'yishba v'kot tzakatchem, ha'yom hazeh. Baruch atah Hashem shomea tzaka. Al ha'kamishit, which is al ha'arim, esayinai al ha'arim. על השישית, which is ממעמקים קראתיך, הוא אומר, מי שענת יונה ממאי הדגה, הוא יענה אתכם, ישמעו בקול צעקתכם מיום הזה, ברוך אתה, השם העונה ביצרה. על השביעית, which over there is the תפילה לענית יעטוף, that's כנגד דוד ושלמה, מי שענת דוד ושלמה בנו בירושלים, יענה אתכם, ישמעו בקול צעקתכם מיום הזה, they will מתפלל on the אורץ, ברוך אתה, השם המרחם על האורץ. מעשה בימי רבי חלפתא ורבי חנני בטרדיון שעבר אחד לפני התיבה וגמר את הברכה כולה meaning the goyal Yisrael ולא ענו אחריו אמן and then they announced תיקו הכהנים, תיקו and then they did the תקיע and then they did the זיכרון הזה מי שענה את אברהם אבינו ואברהם אוריה נתכם שמע בקול צעקתכם היום הזה then they announced הריהו בני אהרן הריהו and he finished the ברכה then מי שענה אבותינו הים סוף ינתכם ישמע בקול צעקתכם ביום הזה, as the סיום הברוכה, and so on and so forth for each one of the six ברוכות. וכשבא הדבר אצל החכמים, אמרו, לא היינו נוהגים כן, אלא בשער המזרח, ובשער המזרח, ובהר הבית. שלוש תעניות הראשונות, אנשי משמר מתענים ולא משלימים, ואנשי ביתיו לא היו מתענים כלל. שלוש שניות אנשי משמר מתענים ומשלימים, ואנשי ביתיו מתענים ולא משלימים, And the Shavah Akronot, they were able to mitanim umashlimim the verb Yeshua. The Chachamim omrim, Shalosh taniyot arishonot, they were able to mitanim klal. Shalosh niyot, anshei mishmar mitanim ulo mashlimim, anshei betav loya mitanim klal. Shavah Akronot, anshei mishmar mitanim umashlimim, anshei betav mitanim ulo mashlimim. In general, anshei mishmar mutarim lishtot yayin balaylot, avalo biyamin, anshei betav lo bayom ulo balayla. Anshei mishmar vanshei ma'amad, עשרים לספר ומלחבץ, ובחמישים מותרים לדעות מפני כבוד השבת. כל הכתוב במילת תענית, זהו למספד, לפניו אסור לאחריו מותר. רבי יוסי אומר, לפניו ולאחריו אסור. If it's written במילת תענית, לא להתענה, then לפניו ולאחריו מותר, because it's קל. רבי יוסי אומר, it's one step more קל, לפניו אסור לאחריו מותר. אין גוזרים תענית על הציבור בתחילה בחמישי שלו להפקיע את השערים. אלא שלוש תעניות הראשונות, שני וחמישי שני, ושלוש שניות already, since it's well known, so there חמישי שני וחמישי. רבי יוסי אומר, כשם שני הראשונות בחמישי, כך לא שניות ולא אחרונות. אין גוזרים תענית על הציבור בראשי חודשים בחנוכה ובפורים, ואם התחילו, אין מפסיקין דבר רבי גמליאל. אומר רבי מאיר, אף פי שאמר רבי גמליאל, אין מפסיקין. מודה היה שהם משלימים, וכן תשעה פעם שכל להיות בערב שבת, You may be fasting, but you're not mashlim. Seger taniyot ketzad motzina tateva lochova shalir. What? You mean in general? Afilu bekamaita? V'raminu shalosh taniyot rishonot u'shliyot. Nichvasin abet ha-kvezu mitpavlin kiderach shemitpavlin kala shana kula. It's only b'sheva achronot motzina tateva lochova shalir. Not in efer agabe ha-teva, b'rosh anasim, b'rosh abedin, kol akad v'yachad notem notem b'rosho. Rabbi Natan omer efer maklein, maybe him. Anyway, but back to the question. אמר פאב קיטנא נמי מתניתין השבע אחרונות תנן. Fine. Then it says Baruchas Anasi. V'hodar what? Hodar kol echav echav notem notem Baruch. Oh, that's the wrong order, isn't it? V'atanya Rabbi Yoimer b'gdula matchilim min agadol v'klala matchilim min akatan b'gdula matchilim min agadol shem Rabbi Yoimer Moshe Aaron Elazar l'Tamar u'b'klala matchilim min akatan. Because after all, b'tchilah nitkalel nachash, v'achar kach nitkalel achava, v'achar kach nitkalel adam. It is the Gemara chashivut el adidu. Because basically, this act is saying, the amilu, aton chashivitu, nemiboy aleinu rachame, akuleyama. Okay, so when it comes to individual, so we have kol echad v'echad, is not of a rosho, And but for when it comes to the Nasi, Vav Beitin, they put it on their head. Why? Nasi Vav Beitin Nami Nishkalino Vendin Kubereshaya themselves. Maishna the Shakalina Shakrina Umanak Lahu. Amrav Papa Tabin Kesari, because they know Domem Mitbayesh Miatzmo, the Mitbayesh Miachirim, Vayecha Monak Lahu, Omarabi Yitzhak, Bemakom Tevilin, Shinemar Lassum La Velait Zion. Lotet lehem pe'er tachat efer. There's a nice story of Hasidic Shemaisa.